about that?
Jacko, there's a lot of talk about the no-risk policy. Will that apply to Travis Boak, do you think, this week?
I think it will apply to Trav. If he's not right to go, he won't play. And if he's right, he'll play. It's as simple as that. So.
How's he tracking then?
I think he's tracking quite well. I think it's it was really swollen after the game, but Trav's a professional and he's done all his icing and recovered it to get it right. I'm telling you, Trav will be pushing for this week. He won't be waiting around.
Geelong was one of the first sides to believe in a rotation policy through a season. Is that at all applicable to Port?
I wouldn't have thought so. I don't think we're in the situation that Geelong were in. I mean, they'd won three flags and were able to do that at the time. I think. We're still trying to win every game possible that we go out there and compete in. So we'll continue to be playing our best players every week. And if Trav's right for this weekend, he'll play.
We were playing in the exhibition game earlier in the year when I think it was Tom Cleary was sort of held Nick Rewalt pretty well. Have you sort of had a chat to him about the sort of stuff? I mean, I know you played on him before, but Cleary did a pretty good job on him earlier in the year.
Yeah, he did a really good job in the pre-season, Tommy. And Tommy's got that aerobic engine to be able to go with Nick. And I think, whoever plays on him is going to be a tough role. We know how good Nick Rewald is and how good the Saints are going with getting the ball to him. So, I mean, for us, it's going to be a back line that's going to have to try and stop him. It won't be one player that goes on him and has to try and do the job the whole day.
Who's got the best engine that's in the side at the moment, do you think, back there?
Best engine? Kane Mitchell. Probably Homsch. Yeah, I think most of the tall backs are running really well at the moment, and Burgos has got all the boys really fit back there. So I think it's going to be a numerous attack that we try and stop him with a few players. It won't be just one player. I would have thought.
Jacko, he's kicked 27 goals. The next best is 7. Is it simple enough as if you stop him, they can't win?
I don't think so. I think, obviously, you know how good of a player he is, and we know that, and we know that we're going to stop him because it does go a long way to trying to get on top of St Kilda. But, they've got some really good players that can bob up in that forward line. So, I mean, the midfield's really strong as well, and Richo knows our game plan down pat. So it's going to be an interesting one this weekend, but, the boys are really looking forward to the challenge.
So on Richo, what are you expecting that he's told the Saints blokes? And even if he has told them, do you think that they can cope with the style you play anyway?
Yeah, he knows everything about us. I think he'll be telling them absolutely everything. He'll be telling them our game plan, the way we want to play, everything about us to try and stop us for his team to get the win. But if we can go out there and perform to Ken's standards and what Ken wants and what Ken asks of us, I think it's going to go a long way for us to getting that win.
Yeah, you've been through some pretty dark times at this footy club. How good is it now to be...
amazing.
Some good times.
No, it's really good at the moment. I mean, the atmosphere of the club and what's actually going on. It's not only the on-field stuff, but the off-field stuff that's going on. Game day around Adelaide Oval and what our events team is bringing to football. I think that's as exciting as what it feels like down the change room. It's not only just the boys that are really excited. I mean, upstairs really battled as well with the off-field side of stuff, and on-field was, our football was boring and hard to watch back a couple of years ago, and we weren't able to win games, and that's the facts, and now we're producing a football that people want to watch, and we've got to have to work hard on what we do. I mean, we'll be out here slugging away in 15, 20 minutes to improve, because we're nowhere near where we want to be at the moment. We've got a long way to go, and we'll continue to build.
Do you have a view on off-field matters like equalisation? Is that an important thing you think that footballers need to be aware of?
Not really. I think that's it's starting to get taken care of now. I don't think I don't have a real strong view on it. I think that the people that are worrying about it are worrying about it, and they'll fix that in due course.
You said you're nowhere near you want to be. What areas do you think that the team needs to keep developing?
I think every area. I don't think we're at the peak of any of our areas yet. I think we're really improving, and we've probably still been a little bit up and down this season. We've had some really, really strong games, and then we've had some games where we'd probably want to play better. So I think even though we're winning, I think the honest feedback of Ken and the coaching staff to tell us how we actually really played, that's going to go a long way for us to keep improving and become a good side like we want to be.
Must be pretty scary for the rest of the competition then, if you're going for your 8th win in a row and you can still get better than what you are now.
I think every side can improve, whether you win or lose. I don't think Geelong sat there you know, when they were about to win their second flag and think, geez, we can't get any better, because obviously they did, and they went on to win, you know, another one. And I think, you know, if you sit there and you think you can't improve, then, you know, I don't know what you're actually doing there. I think every training session that we go out there, there's something that you can work on, whether it's to improve your strengths or improve your weaknesses. I think there's always something you can build on as a team, and as individuals, we definitely can work on something every week.
Worry about the length of the grass out there?
I haven't been out there, to be honest.
No, you looks... made the guy McKenna's comments last week.
To be honest, I haven't heard him.
He talked about how the grass was hairy, i.e. a bit longer than normal. It was a bit of a concern.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought. I mean, you play junior footy on long grass, I don't think it'd be too much of an issue. I think that, you know, the ground's been in super nick out there every time we've gone out to play, and you know, the ground staff at Adelaide Oval are spot on the softness of the ground and how good it is to play on. I think every player enjoys going out there from interstate, and obviously we enjoy playing on there, and we will again this weekend.
Of the other boys under injury clouds, Wingard, White, Humphries, Cassisi, are they all training today,
I think, yeah, they're all in the rooms getting ready to train. I'm not exactly sure if all of them are training. I know Chaddy's right to go. I think Gus is probably still not sure whether he's out on the track today. I'm not sure, to be honest. Yeah. I think Gus is coming out the track. I think he's doing a bit of running. Hartlett, obviously, he missed a week with suspension, so he'll be right to go this weekend. Who was the other one that you... Cassisi. I think Cassisi will be right. I think he had a little bit of soreness through his legs, and obviously the travel to Alice Springs, we weren't going to risk a good player like Dom, so he'll be right to go again this weekend.
Would you be forced to train a bit harder with your ruck work, like given that Renouf and Redden both down this year?
Yeah, I mean, I've always tried to keep that little string in my bow anyway, so I've always done a bit of extra work on my ruck stuff, because, you know, at times I do get thrown in there. I've probably been going to a lot more ruck meetings and trying to learn a few different techniques with my ruck work, but I don't think it's as much as what I've done in the past. I always tried to improve my ruck work.
What's Aaron Greaves been like since he's come to the club? What kind of bloke is he, and a coach as well?
Yeah, he's been unreal. I think his professionalism and his dedication to wanting to improve not only himself as a coach, but his players and his ruck staff, his ruck players, I think, has been super. I mean, he just puts in hours and hours of time, and he's got a wealth of knowledge already, but he always wants to learn something else, and I think that's probably been his key. He's been able to learn on the go, and then being able to teach, you know, Lobes, who's been playing super footy, and he's been able to do a lot with myself, which, you know, I'm really thankful for.
Jacko, considering the start of the season, would it be a waste if you didn't make the top four from here, from the position you're in?
Oh, to be honest, we're not really thinking about, you know, the ladder position. And clubs say it every week, we're thinking one week at a time. But at the moment, you know, from where we've come from, I don't think you can get too far ahead of yourself and think, you know, we're going to be playing here, we're going to be here. I think at the moment we really need to concentrate week on week by week. Which, you know, it's a cliche, and I don't really want to sit here and say cliches, but at the moment, that's where our footy club's at. We need to perform every single week to show that we are, you know, becoming a good side. We've got a long way to go. As I said before, you know, we've got a lot of things we need to work on as a side and as individuals, and we'll keep doing that each week. And, you know, if that sees us in that position, then, you know, happy days. But if it doesn't, then, we'll keep working really hard at getting to where we want to be, which... You know, every side in the competition wants to be up the top.
Jacko, Ken was disappointed when Hammer got rubbed out. He said he didn't want guys like that in the side. Was he then again disappointed when Schulze got reported?
To be honest, I haven't spoken to Ken about that situation or Schulze. I mean, I think it was two different situations. I think Hamish was probably reckless, and, you know, he had a lot of control over what he does. We know how Schulze plays his footy, and, you know, he's always going to throw his body in there. And it was probably two different examples. But to be honest, I haven't spoken to Ken or Schulze or Hamish about it.
Saints have run you close in the pre-season and last year as well. What is it about them that seems to match up well, I guess, with your team?
I think Alan Richardson has a fair indication of how we want to play our footy and how he can, you know, use that against us. I think they're a really good side, and they've got some really, really good players. So I think every game that you play nowadays is going to be a challenge. I mean, you saw how good Melbourne were on the weekend against us, and how far they pushed us in that game. So I think every single game you're going to, it's a challenge, and this week's no different. They're going to come out ready to go. Obviously, playing at Adelaide Oval, they'll love playing on this oval here, like every other club has, and you know, they'll be ready to go, and we will be too.